just picture the scene. I'm sat at home having my tea later on, and my son says to me, "What have you done today then, Dad?" And I'd say, I've had an awful lot of fun. I played some great music on the radio. We just played you the 11 o'clock dance. There was Kenny Dope presents the Bucketheads and the Bomb, and we also played you Earth, Wind and Fire and Boogie Wonderland, and the 11 o'clock dance is back tomorrow. In the previous hour, I was acting, it was Shakespeare. Wasn't I? I was Shakespearean in the last hour. Not only that, I was a female, which is you know, an even tougher challenge. And now, ladies, what are we going to do now? What are we going to do in this hour?
We have a little bit of improvisation. This is one of the games we play with our older children and adults. Actually, we're going to give you a scenario, and we want you to react to it.
Right, okay. Verbally, obviously, because yes, otherwise it wouldn't work on the radio,
no,
would it?
No,
if, you know, a look of horror wouldn't just no, wouldn't do it, would it? Okay, so can you just give us an example?
An example?
Yeah, give us an example. All right.
Okay, you've just found out that your girlfriend is, in fact, a fish.
A fish?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's probably the reaction you're going to get.
It is great though, watching adults trying to act out scenes like that.
I've just found out my girlfriend's a fish. Right, okay. Okay, I'm ready, I'm waiting.
Okay, right.
That's not the first one, is it?
No. Okay. You have just come home. Yeah. However, you have discovered that all of your furniture has been stuck to the ceiling. What do you do?
My furniture is stuck to the ceiling.
Yeah.
Oh, crack, I could go get the Victor Meldrew, couldn't I? I don't believe it! Margaret! How would you react?
Well, I'd probably, I don't know, go down the store. I think I'd probably just pass out. I don't know. What's going on? This is some kind of horrible dream.
I picture myself looking up at the ceiling, scratching my head and laughing, giggling, and then maybe having a bit of a swear and curse.
Yeah, perhaps.
And you work out that you can't actually.
What's the next one?
Okay, right. You've decided that you are going to walk down to the store. However, it's closed. There's one lone shop open down the road. Inside, there is a woman who has been desperately trying to find a boyfriend for the last 3 years. She's willing to give you her furniture, but only if you go on a date with her. How do you respond?
Well, I'll go back home and get it off the ceiling. Sorry. I remember I've got some good furniture. I think I'll have that, love. All right. But thanks very much anyway. All right.
Okay. In a twist of events, the woman has locked you in the store.
Right.
What do you do?
What do I do? Help! Let me out. Help!
Ah. Yeah. That is genuinely a scenario that would have happened in one of those improv games before. They can get very silly, especially with the adults, because they just, you know, they go to town with it.
I think it's fun, isn't it? I mean, not only that, it makes you think on your feet.
Yeah.
And I would imagine that you have to do that. And it, just say, for instance, if later in life you get offered a major part somewhere, I would imagine those are sort of things they're going to make you do, you know, and see how good you are at thinking on your feet. What's the strangest thing you've ever had to do when, or ever done when you've done a bit of improv then?
Oh. There was one game I used to play when I was at school. It was the a hitchhiker game, and you had like three chairs and you would have to hitchhike and then obviously take on a character, but then everyone else who was sat on the other two chairs would have to react with you. And one of my friends got on and started acting out a scene from Speed, so all of a sudden we all had to pretend that these chairs were like a speeding bus that was, you know, going.
Oh, yeah, I could do that.
I left the seats quite promptly after that.
I could do that. Yeah,
they do get weird, though. You do get some interesting.
I would imagine it's more difficult to do on the radio because you can't be seen. If you if you know, I would imagine some reactions would only be visible. You know, you see rather than hear.
Yeah, you do get some geniuses with improv. Some people are just comedy gold. Yeah. It's good.
Yeah, it's good to see. I think it's a talent. I think it really is a talent. Okay, what we're going to do is take a quick break, and then what are we going to come back with next?
That would be the alphabet improvisation game.
Right, there's no singing then, because I said a couple of weeks, or last week, we were going to do a sing a song or something, but we're not doing any singing.
Hannah's shaking her head.
All right, okay. So we'll be back with the girls from the Ugly Duckling Theatre. I'm looking at you, girls. You're far from ugly. You know, maybe we'll call it the Pretty Girl Theatre or something, but Ugly Duckling Theatre. Who came up with the name?
That was neither of us, actually.
It was actually a friend of ours during a conversation about what we should call ourselves.
Yeah, I was speaking to our friend Rob, and he came up with it because we were desperately racking our brains to come up with something original. And he said, because we want to get on different people on board, and it's all about helping you to grow as a person. And obviously the ugly duckling then turns into a swan at the end of it. So, you know, we thought ugly duckling.
All right. Well, you're a couple of pretty swans, aren't you? It's 11:28. We've got Lee's in the building. He's going to be with us very soon. He's our replacement for David Alexander. He's on for the first time today. Just in about 10 minutes' time, we talk about today's phoning as well. We've got a couple of subjects that we've got going down from 12 o'clock today. You can give us a call, 240-666. A little bit later on, we've got a young man doing his first ever radio show by himself between 1 and 2. More details on that as well. 2 till 5, it's Tony Bray looking after the afternoon show. And 5 o'clock, it's Darren Dazzle Fernando with the Tea Time Show, 5 till 7. And in 7 o'clock tonight, being a Wednesday, it's Mr. Blues and Rock, Chris Dupre. Right now, we're going to get silly again. We've got the girls in, Hannah and Fern from the Ugly Duckling Theatre. We're going to talk about the Ugly Duckling Theatre in a mo, but we're going to do another one of those warm-up type things that you do, maybe before you go on stage, or maybe incorporate it into something. So go on, tell us what we're going to be doing.
Okay, well, this is called the alphabetical improvisation game, and basically you start off with a letter from the alphabet, which you make up a sentence with. So I might say, aren't you great? And then Hannah would say something that starts with B.
Behold, I am.
And I might move on to C and say, can't you stop messing around? And we would keep going on like that.
God, I had some lined up already then. I bet when it comes to my go in a minute, I'll freeze. All right, who's going to start then?
Fern.
Okay, I will start. are you sure you didn't steal the water from my swimming pool?
Is that me or you? Yeah, go on.
Be quiet, stop shouting.
So, cool, blimey, love, it was me that drank it.
Ducks are now suffering because of you.
Elephants are too.
Flippin' heck, this is daft.
Oh, great, thanks for that.
Hannah isn't very good at this game.
Ian isn't either.
Just do the best you can, young children.
Kindly do not laugh at my attempts at this game.
Comes out the K.
L.
Lo and behold, I don't know the alphabet.
Oh, my, oh, my. N.
N. Oh. N.
Not doing very well at this game.
Oh dear, we're not, are we?
Oh, please, someone come and help us.
R.
Right now would be brilliant.
Save us, someone, save us, for goodness sake.
Take that microphone away from us. I'm trying.
You got a toughie now.
I can't even think of the letter. Just making sounds now.
Uh-oh.
Umbrellas are attacking.
Uh-oh, I think we failed at this game.
Is it me next? Yeah, it? All right, we'll leave it there because I don't think we're going to get all the way through, are we? That was kind of fun. Do you know what I could see? I could see that being a game being played around the around the kitchen table at Christmas time after a few drinks. Maybe that would be quite good fun, don't you think?
Yeah.
And what does that actually do? Obviously, it makes you think. More, it definitely makes you think.
Games like that are always usually at the beginning of a workshop. It helps, the participants feel comfortable with each other. It will gradually build up self-esteem as people feel like they can do more and they get a bit more confident in what they're doing.
Sure.
And I think it just helps them relax as well. They're having fun. You know, it's nothing, you know, it's not hard. If they can't do it, no one's going to make fun of them. You know, it's all just a game, really, to help them get into it.
Absolutely. Hey, look, you're two charming, lovely ladies. And will you come back again and we'll do this again and have a bit more fun?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah. Brilliant. So just give us some details. The Ugly Duckling Theatre is, you are looking for fresh faces. You are looking for people like me that have never done anything like this before. Is there an age limit on it?
On Saturdays we do our 5 to 11 workshops and 12 to 18, and then on Wednesdays it's 18 to 100 plus if you want.
Okay, yeah, no, absolutely. So give us some more details, phone number and website.
Right, website is www.udtheatre.co.uk, or you can find us on Facebook at Ugly Duckling Theatricals
LTD.
Right, and the phone number?
The phone number is 07-9123-54655.
Okay, look, it's great to see you again. And we'll make some arrangements to come back again. And good luck with the 9th of March. And have you got anything else that is pending? Something else you're doing?
Well, alongside the workshops, we're also hoping to put on A Midsummer Night's Dream later this year. And we also plan to put on a variety show.
Okay, so that sounds like a whole load of fun. If you need some help with the old variety show, that sounds like me.
Thank you.
All right, definitely. So don't be frightened to ask. There's plenty of people around here that would want to get involved in that, I'm sure.
Brilliant.
But don't feel pressured. All right, anything else you want to add before you go?
Just that everybody is sort of welcome to try out for either of those, or if they want to get involved in the production process, like they want to help out with costumes or help with staging or anything like that, they're more than welcome to come to us.
Okay, look, thank you, and we'll see you again soon. It's 25 to 12, you're listening to Vectis Radio, it's Macca in the Morning, joined by Lee in just 2 ticks. We'll play this is a great song from the Travelling Wilburys.